G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
Exploring faith and the future. Neil Johnson and Bible teacher, Dr. Camille Majdali.
Well, I've been loving the conversation we've been having over these past few days, talking about de facto relationships and comparing those with a biblical, godly view of how we ought to conduct ourselves towards marriage. Let's talk today, Camille, about happiness, because people often feel happy if they're doing what they want to do. But happiness, when it comes to the statistics, is in favor here of marriage.
Well, that's what we're learning, Neil, in the study that I've been observing. Some of the pitfalls of being in a de facto relationship compared to marriage, we've learned those already. One is, of course, the greater possibility of infidelity, the greater possibility of divorce if you go from a cohabitating relationship to a marriage, the greater possibility of physical abuse or child abuse in a cohabitating relationship. And then there's a fourth reason, and that is decreased levels of well-being and happiness among cohabitating couples versus those that are married. And we need to consider, Neil, some of the reasons why this may be the case. One reason is that marriage is like a covenant, and it's a recognized covenant. And because of that, there's an emotional investment in the relationship. There's a greater observance and care and protection, even by other parties like extended family and church. And in addition to all that, somehow there's a security involved. Why? Because there was a commitment made in front of witnesses, before God, sanctioned by the state. And I believe people are happier because they are more secure.
Camille, could it be, though, that people who are entering into de facto relationships may be looking at the stereotypical unhappy marriage and thinking that they can do it better if they go into a cohabiting relationship?
That would be a very strong impression. They're looking at unsuccessful marriages. They're saying, we want to avoid this. Therefore, let's give it a try first. If it doesn't work, we can part the ways with little damage done to us. We can also weed out those who we're not compatible with, and we would best know that by living together first before marriage. That is the so-called wisdom of the world here. It seems right, feels good, sounds great, but like as Proverbs says, the end of it are the ways of death. The fact is that it tells us in Hebrews 13:4 that marriage is honorable in the sight of all. That means of all people and of God himself. Let's face it, everybody likes a good wedding. I mean, I never see scowls and frowns at a wedding. There's a great sense of excitement and rejoicing. And that's just at the wedding, let alone the marriage or the birth of children. It is honorable. It's never dishonorable to get married. It is an honorable thing before God and man. But the other is not endorsed as something is honored by God. Other alternative lifestyles, other alternative moralities. And because of that, the well-being as well as the happiness of such couples is at risk, to say the least.
Camille, the idea of happily ever after, you're saying this is going to happen with a godly attention, a biblical foundation, but not in a de facto sense. Happily ever after is the desire of the hearts of everyone who wants to get into a relationship and potentially be married.
Well, put it this way, even from a de facto point of view, if they're living happily as de factos, chances are they'll want to marry so that they can live happily ever after. From a marital point of view, if you do it right, your chances of success and happily ever after are infinitesimally increased and maybe even assured.
Faith and the Future with Neil Johnson and Dr. Camille Majdali from Teach All Nations. For more from Dr. Majdali, including books and DVDs on prophecy, Bible commentaries, plus today's and other episodes of Faith and the Future, go to vision.org.au.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.